Log Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you all for tuning in to this great broadcast this morning, this evening, this afternoon, whatever time it is your way. You are now tuned in to the High Praise Cathedral live right here with Bishop Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Haddon, located here in Inkster, Michigan. And we just want to say good afternoon and God bless to all of you that are listening in all over the world. We want to give a shout out to all of Africa, from A to Z, all of our family in all of Africa, those that's here in the cities in the state of America. We just want to say God bless to all of you. And also we want to say God bless. We want to say God bless also to those that are in Trinidad, those that are in Tobago, those that are in Barbados, Jamaica, those that are in Italy, the UK, Australia, Mexico, everywhere around the world. We just want to say God bless you. We're looking to have a high time in God today. As you can hear, they are singing that God has a blessing just for you. And indeed he does. So we're waiting for a couple of minutes, and then we're going to go on out, and we're going to plug you in so you all can hear this great service that is going live right now. And we just want to say happy Sunday to all of you. We thank God for your life. We thank God for what he's doing in your cities, your states, your countries. We're just praising God, and we lift him up on high. So right now, we're going to get ready to take you into a great service. And I'm telling you, I'm excited about what God is doing. All right. We're going to take you on out in just a second, in just a minute. So you're hearing them talking, singing the praises of God, and we just thank the Lord for what he is doing. So it's just awesome that God is moving by his Spirit all over the world. We're just so excited. We're definitely excited. And so once again, we want to just say God bless you all. We pray that you will be blessed by the word of God, the prayers, whatever you hear today, we just pray that you will be blessed of the Lord. And we want you to tune in on tomorrow. We will be online. God bless you all. Have a great Sunday. We're taking you into the sanctuary right now.
Oh, the Lord have suddenly given you the spirit of obedience. And always remember this, obedience is better than sacrifice. And if it hurt you to do it, you just did good. I'm saying it again. If it hurt you to do what you just did, good. They used to teach us, give to the hurt. If it hurt you, y'all obeyed the Lord there too. You just gave till it hurt. Amen. And so we were in expectation of a guest speaker today. Now he's burned my phone up, making sure today is the day. And I don't know what calendar he's on. We are really on July. This is the first Sunday in July. And I guess God said, no, Bishop, you're going to preach. So I just have to go ahead on and do what I've been called to do. Amen. Is that all right? But you know, we are on the radio in Africa and all over the world right now, and so we're going to call our dear sister to come and pray. She prays the prayer that God will open up the thresholds and turn the key to release the angels upon the speaker. And we thank the Lord for Sister Tanya, who's coming now to pray the prayer. We call it the international prayer. Everybody say amen.
Praise the Lord.
Like to give thanks to Almighty God. There is those that are called by his name, that are called to seek his face, and as we seek his face, as we pray, he shall answer us, in Jesus' name. Lord, as we gather together in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we call upon you, Lord, upon the nations, Heavenly Father. Lord, as we have gathered, Lord, soak our bodies and our souls and our spirits into the blood of Jesus, Lord. Lord, as we take total control over the atmosphere by the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Lord, as a demonic prayer that rises up against us, that demonic spirit that rises up against us, Lord, we cast it into the blood of Jesus, Lord. We call it down, open heaven, Heavenly Father. Let it just cover the nations, Lord. Take on the blessings, Lord. Take on the monkeys, Lord. Take on the great Heavenly Father. Lord, we call upon you to the natural Jesus, Heavenly Father, to take control over the nations, Lord. As a demonic spirit on the four corners of the earth, Lord, we are moving, Lord, Father. We command the fire of God to begin to catch you as a demonic attack upon your children, upon the nations, Lord. Lord, we are calling upon your grace, Heavenly Father. You said that it is your grace, Almighty God. Lord, let your grace, Heavenly Father, break down into our world, Lord. Father, we're calling upon you, Lord. Father, the name of the United States, Lord. Father, the name of the countries of Africa. And we are calling out there. I am the Father, God. And I am the Spirit, God. And we give you God. Take your mighty Father, Lord. Lord, we're calling upon you, God. That you not the needs of your children, Lord. But buy from your Heavenly Father. We know where Almighty God is. Lord, we know that with you all things are possible. Your word did say some things. Your word said all things are possible, Lord. Lord, you said when we call upon you, when we seek you, you said we should find you. You said when we come from your father, we thank you to open that door, Heavenly Father. Lord, we are calling upon you, Heavenly Father. We can't do our stuff, Lord. Take on your angels, Lord. We need to come from the heavens, Lord. We need to come down, Lord. We need you, Heavenly Father, to let your word begin to bring silence to your ears, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because we know that you have done it, but we know that you are our God that will rise to your children, Lord. Lord, gather us together, Lord, Lord. We are called by your name, Heavenly Father. Lord, we call you down, Lord. We seek your mercy, Heavenly Father, Lord. Let your mercy be acknowledged in our lives, Lord. Let your mercy be acknowledged in our lives, Lord.
Love Jesus. bless his name.
By it he being dead, yet
Father, we thank you now, this moment, as I stand in this place of fire, in this place of utterance that only should and ought to come through and by you and your will. Sanctify my lips that I may speak, and sanctify the ears that hear, that they may perceive and understand, and go from this place enlightened and built up in the most holy faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray as always. Amen. You may be seated. I read from you in the onset of this planned message of God from the King James Version. Now I shall read to you the same text that comes from the New Living Bible. And it starts with a question. Notice the King James Version starts with a statement, now faith is the substance. But this same text in the 11th chapter of this book of the New Living Bible say, what is faith? Faith is the subject matter of the text, no matter how you look at it. What is faith? It is, the writer said, the confidence, assurance, that something we wait or want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. Men of God in days of old were famous for their faith. And then it says in verse 3, by faith, by believing God, we know that the world and the stars, in fact, all things, were made at God's, watch this, command. God's command. And that they were all made from things that cannot be seen. Then the text that I read about Abel, it was by faith that Abel obeyed God and brought an offering that pleased God more than God's offering did, Cain's offering did. God accepted Abel and proved it by accepting his gift. And though Abel is long dead, we can still learn lessons from him about trusting God. So then the New Living Bible starts with a question. And I resound that question again by saying to you, high praise, what is faith? The text closes and says, faith then is trusting and believing God. That's not a hard answer, trusting and believing God. Then like the Bible says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with part of thy heart. Thank you, students, with all of thy heart, and lean not to thine own understanding, and in some of your thank you again, in all of our ways, acknowledge him. And then that's when he takes up our destiny and takes us where we believe him to take us. See, again, in my own analogy then, is that ability to launch out in a direction simply because God said it. Never been there, never traveled in that direction, but just God said it. I think that I need to tell you, many of you are missing the true essences of the spiritual, let me put it like this, the spiritual excitement that we discover when we just move when God says move. When we just be still when God says be still. When we speak when God says speak. When we become silent when God says, shut up. A lot of times we miss God. And we are so egotistically in ourselves that we cannot understand the thrills of the spiritual meaning. We are double vision. Bishop, back up now. You're coming on me too strong. We are what? I'm double vision. Yes. You have two visions. You have a vision of the flesh, but then God wants to use a vision of the spirit. And many times when God is moving to test your spiritual application, we fail to move in that direction because we can't see it. But I've heard so many people say, and I don't know if they really believe it, but I heard so many people say, hey, God said, that tells it. Well, why are you so worried? Why are you so confused? We just had a miracle revival of a man that died in an automobile accident, and we heard his ministry for 6 days. And I don't know if you come out of that revival with a praise report, but I'm telling you one thing, I did. When he came here and began to minister to us about how the Lord raised him from the dead after his body was stinking, after the family was told to make family arrangements for the funeral, and how that somehow his mother, it's good to have some praying mothers. I'm here today because I had a praying mama. You may or may not know her testimony. I tried to give it to you more than one time. How that she was born with spinal meningitis and married my father and could not have a child for 5 years. And the prognosis from medical science said, Mrs. Hatton, you will never have a child. You'll never be able to produce a child. And of course, they attempted in spite of what the doctor said, and 5 times they failed. But for somehow, they play a major role. And she became pregnant again. Pregnant with me. And told up. My father went to work. And as he went to work, she said she went and stole away in her room. I said, I don't know why she couldn't stay in her own bedroom. But they make you do some questionable things. People look at you and say, what is he doing? Because you're now out of the flesh, but you're in the spiritual realm. I don't know if you've ever been there, but I'm telling you, it's a beautiful experience to step out of yourself and to step in power and then know that it's not you, but it's God. That's why I like that. That's why I like that term. We walk by faith, and not by sight. If I haven't been walking by sight, I never would have left a $10 million cathedral in Detroit preaching to 500-600 people to serve it to come out here. When it wasn't the 6 folk when I started opening the doors. I never would have left that because my flesh eyes would have told me, man, this is what you've been waiting for. You started in a little house in 1974 with 6 people. Then you've grown to this great cathedral and the office is great and everybody's there. And you're going to leave all of this to go to Easter. Well, they told me to walk out. And here I am, 16 years later. One of the first persons that was in the first service still remains. That Ethel Wall was looking lady sitting over there. Still here. Her husband stayed here till God took him home. And when he went home, he said, you're the greatest pastor I've ever been in my life. with tears rolling down his face, 24 hours from death, saying, you've been a great pastor. You and your wife been great leaders. And I thank God, I'm not asking God to live, I'm just thanking God that you my leader and I don't let him die. When you walk in the realm of faith, you can expect nothing but victory. Because you have to see, you have to see beyond what you see. You have to open up for what you have the benefit of. You said, if God said it, if God has already obtained it, how can God see you and ordain for you to do it if God said it? The Old Testament says that I'm God, remembering the former things of old. I remember the former things of old, but yet I know the end from the beginning. Get this in your spirit, if you will. The day you were born, your destiny was already in place. The day you were born is the day you'd be sitting right where you're sitting now. God knew you would be here today. And God knew that the speaker, Marcus Thomas, would not be here. But it is the son that was born against all odds would be here. And that I would be preaching today. And I didn't know I was going to be preaching. And he knows we have to be able to live. So I'm here because the Holy Ghost takes me here. And you are here because you have the Holy Ghost. And you all have to understand how to strengthen yourself and become greater than ever you are. And believe me, the more you walk by faith, the better you're going to become. What is faith? It is the confidence, the assurance that something we want is about to happen. See, like the closer you get to the promise of what God has promised you, the better you get. I don't know how y'all do, but every day I wake up, I wake up excited. Because I know I'm doing what God says to do, and I'm going to do it. And I know that there is good. There is nothing good come out of where I am right now. There's nothing that I can do like, there is nothing good to come out of where you are right now. Raise your hand and shout hallelujah. Those of you that's listening down the way of international radio, wherever you are, open your hearts.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm not
know you said, I didn't hear you out of here.
I'm Thank you.
Thank God for you all that have listened in today at the High Praise Cathedral, live with Bishop Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Haddon. We just want to say God bless you. Happy Sunday once again. And we pray that the message and the prayers really bless your soul. And always know that God loves you and that the angel of melody loves you too. God bless. We're going to end it off with your praise on right now. With all the praise. God bless.
Soul. I'm gonna see my miracle.